Welcome back to News Talk Tonight with Jim Richards on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
It is the iHeart Talk Radio Network. Thank you, everyone, for your time. It is time for our favorite part of the week where we talk to our friend Craig Baird, and you can find everything that Craig Baird does. I should say, follow him at Craig Baird on X and or Twitter or on any social media. Find his great depth of Canadian knowledge in all of his podcasts, CanadaEHX.com. And Craig, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your brackets when it comes to Canadian music. Where are we with that?
We just finished round three today, so round four will begin tomorrow.
How many songs are you down to on round four?
Now we are down to just 32 songs, so the top 32 songs.
Name them all.
Be up for debating.
I'm kidding.
I could, but
okay. So if people don't know, this is like March Madness, but with Canadian songs, where you bracket off. And how many battles do you do at the same time, or people just go to the people vote on whatever they want within those battles?
I would do two polls a day prior to tomorrow, but once we start the round four tomorrow, it's just one poll per day, based on whatever songs come up.
Do you know what the poll will be tomorrow?
I don't know what the poll will be tomorrow. We have the brackets all set, but I haven't done kind of the random thing to choose which bracket is going to be the one that goes up.
And that's on your Twitter and or X profile, all of your social media profiles, actually, at Craig Baird.
Yeah, so it's on my Twitter profile and my Threads profile, which is CDN History EHX.
Okay. Let's get into it. This week in Canadian history, the world's largest potato sculpture just outside the Potato Museum in PEI.
It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mother, rolling down a highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island.
So tell us about the big potato.
Well, it's located in O'Leary, PEI, and it's made of fiberglass and stands at 4.27 meters high and 2.13 meters wide. So it's a centerpiece as you visit the famous Canadian Potato Museum. And the giant potato was erected to represent the potato growing and shipping of the community. And it was completed through fundraising efforts by the local potato industry and community partners. And the museum itself actually contains the largest exhibit of potato artifacts in the world. And in 1999, the Potato Hall of Fame was added to the building. And the entire building covers about 650 square meters.
I gotta say, I was in PEI a couple of years ago, and I missed the world's largest potato. The first stones were laid down for the Parliament buildings in Ottawa this week in 1858.
The Parliament buildings were built between 1859 and 1866, with the exception of the tower and the library. One year after their completion, Canada became a country, and the buildings were immediately chosen as the seat of government.
Okay, that's confusing to me. By the way, I gave the wrong date, April 16th, 1859. They were building that build. The way she explained that, it sounded like, hey, let's build this building. And then after the fact, they're like, hey, why don't we make this the Capitol building?
No, they were definitely building it to be the Capitol building, because Ottawa had already been chosen to be the new capital of Canada, or the province of Canada, before there was a country.
Am I wrong with the way she made that sound, though?
No, you definitely, it definitely made it seem like they decided after the fact to make that the seat of the government.
Okay.
But no, it was always planned to be. And so, yeah, the stones were laid down, followed by a cornerstone laid down by Prince Albert. And at the time, it was the largest construction project in North American history. And by 1861, $1.4 million was spent on the venture. So construction was actually stopped as a public inquiry investigated construction delays and the amount of money being spent. And all of Parliament Hill, including the tower and the library, wasn't actually completed until 1876.
1876. Wow.
Yep.
That, well, I mean, if you've been around that building and you find it takes that long, it would make sense. All right. Let's talk about the story of Northern Dancer, the first Canadian horse to win the Kentucky Derby.
And they're off. Breaking from the gate, Mr. Brick on the inside, Will Rad on the outside, Royal Shuck on the outside, Mr. Brick on the inside with Hill Rise. Further back, it's Mr. Moonlight, Roman Brother, Extra Swell. Then it's Ishkuda and Dandy K.
The big horse keeps trying, but at the finish, it's the Canadian Bulldog winning it by a neck. Hill Rise second, and the Scoundrel third.
By where I used to live, it's the original Woodbine Racetrack. Now it's like a betting hall and a concert venue owned by Drake. But on that street, it's Northern Dancer Boulevard. So tell us about Northern Dancer.
Yeah, Northern Dancer was born on May 27th, 1961 in Oshawa and won a bunch of races in 1963 and then a few in 1964 and competed in the Kentucky Derby. And at the Derby, he won in 2 minutes flat, which set a record that stood until 1973. And he became the first Canadian horse to win the Kentucky Derby. And then on June 25th of that year, he won the Queen's Plate by 7.5 lengths. And then in July, he pulled lame in a workout and actually developed a bow tendon and never raced again. So in his very short racing career, he had a record of 14-2-2, and he never finished worse than third in a race. And he lived out his life, and on November 15th, 1990, he developed severe colic and died the next day. Yeah. But Northern Dancer was the first horse inducted into Canada Sports Hall of Fame and was the inaugural inductee of the Canadian Horse Racing Hall of Fame, was also given a key to Toronto, which was made out of a carrot. A street was made for him in Toronto, in Oshawa. There's a life-size statue outside the Woodbine Racetrack, and a school has also been named after Northern Dancer.
I did not know some of those things there. What year did you say the Northern Dancer died?
1990.
Okay. The Stratford Festival started this week back in 1953.
Nestled between London and Toronto, in the heart of southwestern Ontario, lies the cultural destination of Stratford. Easy to reach any way you choose to travel. A city with inspiring architecture and streets alive with passion, energy, and entertainment.
So tell us about that festival.
Yeah, so the Stratford Festival started this week, and then the actual first festival began on July 13th, 1953. And the first line of the first play ever performed at the festival was spoken by Alec Guinness, who went on to be knighted, win an Oscar, and of course play Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. Yeah, and so the entire festival started in just a tent, but over time it grew in popularity, and the festival theater was built in 1957, and it was built to actually resemble a tent. And many famous Canadians have performed at Stratford, including Lauren Green, Al Waxman, William Shatner, Janet Wright, Megan Follows, Eric McCormick, and Christopher Plummer.
First of all, there were no storylines. I've never had a story.
This is Rowdy Roddy Piper talking about the fact that he thinks that wrestling has got a little too shticky.
To me and said, you get into the ring, the referee calls us together, he gives instructions and rings the bell. What the hell did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, that's it.
So that is, I didn't know he was Canadian, actually, born this week in Saskatchewan in 1954.
Yeah, a lot of people actually didn't know he was Canadian and, you know, spent most of his early life in Canada. He actually started wrestling in small towns in the Canadian prairies before he moved on to National Wrestling Alliance from 1975 to 1983. And then he joined the WWF in 1984 and was one of the most popular wrestlers until 1987. And he also acted in movies like They Live and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and is considered one of the greatest heels in wrestling history. And he died on July 31st, 2015.
What a shame, Craig. Always great to have you on at Craig Baird on X, Canada EHX. Find your favorite Canadian story in podcast form.